Blog Talk Radio.
No? Clearly it's letting me know that it's time for a new intro song. Okay, so welcome to Spirit Therapy Radio and greetings to all my fellow travelers. My name is Nicole Tomasini and today we are talking about finding clarity. Such a nice topic finally after a lot of, you know, drudging through the mud. And now, apparently, we can see through a lot of the fog that no one has seen through in a very long time. I don't know if you guys know about the neuro net, and how it's crumbling now, but the neuro net is something that's been around our planet and to keep us in feeling separated. And now we have reached our rendezvous point a few years ago, and little by little, we're getting more in touch with what's out there and what's up there. And now, big chunks are coming off, and we can really get into who we are, what's around us, and really who we are. One of the things that I've found that sparked this topic is if you just let your mind go on some sort of a direction, looking towards answers, maybe a general answer to a question, or looking in the direction of something that you've been working on, maybe being more happy, being open to love, working with your vibration with abundance. So if you start asking yourself questions that are in that category, if you just let it flow, your mind will take you from here to here to here to here. This happened, that happened. So looking at these things where we know some work is happening as an entire story and keeping it in the bird's eye view, what's the beginning? How did it go? What was the good things? What were the bad things? And how did it end, right? Like a good movie. Keeping it in the bird's eye view, but also really putting yourself into what was happening. I'm finding that I can remember what I was feeling, what I was thinking, clearly what was happening, and seeing more in hindsight what my hand was in these things going well or not well, and keeping it on a, oh, very interesting, okay, you know, and then maybe some feelings come up as long as you don't stay too long in them and pass through them and bless them for all of this information coming back to you, that's clarity. And so if we can do that with certain places where we know our life lessons, it's not that we've done things wrong, it's our life lessons. It's what we've come here to learn in this fashion. And before the show, I was thinking about it in a way, like, what if we are, for instance, gods and goddesses? Come here, let's say, Poseidon and Athena, right? They mythologically, they had some dealings together, competition, but also working together and all the things, you know, god drama and god love, all those things. And they come down to Earth and they forget who they are. I mean, like, they really don't know who they are. And it's not like in the movie where something just comes and they go, oh, I'm Athena and I have all my powers now. But that's kind of what we're doing here, you know. We're realizing all of these sort of, what does my soul want to learn at this time? And if I were a powerful being, a blessed creator, what would I be wanting to create with these things that I've given myself in this lifetime? So when you look at it like that, like, things are like really, you can't really get mad at too many things. I mean, you can, and that's what we do. But you know, at the end of the day, when we go, wow, that was a really good movie, even though during it we're like, why did you do that? Come on. And, oh, is he going to make it? Oh, yeah, he made it. He made it. So it's a good exercise to look at the past, your own past, with emotion and without emotion, so that whatever you're dealing with now, you also know how to do with emotion and without emotion. Because emotion's great, but it can also cloud things. And you know, one of the great energies that are here right now is that a lot of things that seemed impossible are quite possible now. So we may have, you know, some old paradigms of going, oh, I can't, or, you know, that's like too much. So to reach for, you know, real understanding these days of self. And the real understanding brings you to a good working place to start. Because I really believe that we're starting right now. Yeah, okay, 2012, switch over, great. 2013 and 14, jockeying for position. I like it, I don't like it. I'm in, I'm out, you're here, no, you're not. You know, and now in this year, we've kind of seen a little, okay, so clearly really liking this. This hasn't changed. Clearly not doing that. That hasn't changed. So working through that way. I see there's a lot of movement going on, so I'm so happy to see everybody here. And I'm not taking callers for the show, so I hope you're all listening in, and thank you all for joining me so much. So, yeah, finding the good clarity, really putting the pieces together so that now, that's what I was going to say, in 2015, now that we go, okay, I know, this works. I can make myself happy. I feel happy generally. This is working. That now, how do we really step it up and really learn to work with ourselves? So I'll give you a couple of the tips that that I've noticed that have made a difference. And they're small, but I haven't really thought to do them. Yeah, we have good thoughts in the morning and we put in our good intentions, but how about putting in little sentences here and there of connecting in with our body? Because nothing like the body to distract us from having clarity if there's some sort of disalignment in it. So starting to have a good conversation with our body, going, you know, in the morning, hello, here I am. Oh, I'm awake. Oh, hello, body. How's it going? So glad you're with me and we're going to have a great day and we're going to work out together. I mean, you know, you don't have to be so goofy about it, but that's how I am. You know, I like to talk everything like, you know, sort of like Muppets. So, you know, but starting that good feeling, whatever that is, with your body, because, you know, the more we learn how to communicate with our body right now, especially if you're healthy, the easier it's going to be able to really funnel through these emotions and funnel through the new energy and allow for what's to come. And we can use the body as a platform for feeling good and then really manifest wonderful things for ourselves. It's amazing. Like, if you're paying attention to these things, it's almost like fail-safe. You can't do this and be a bad person doing bad things for the world. It like doesn't fit. Sometimes when I'm talking, I think like, well, you know, what if somebody's like doing it wrong? I'm like, well, then they're A, not listening, and B, they can't. You can't be in this realm of clarity and still be, you know, somewhere else with your vibration. So I know all of you with Aloha Jay and Gia and Ren White, you've been here before. So you know what I'm talking about. We're all doing this. So part of the clarity is also giving yourself the confidence. I've talked about this before, the confidence and the arrogance, right? Like, where's the line? But the confidence in going, you know what? I really can do this. And I've been doing this for a while. And now I can look for a next level where I can really strengthen, like just doing this. And really, you know we're good at something, we do it 10 times better just by knowing that we're good at it. So that's part of the making it easier for yourself and for your brain and for your body. That's what spirit therapy and me are all about. You know, let me soar through the cosmos. Let me come up with some good ideas and be open to, you know, great exchanges here and there and moving some good energy. You know, I don't want to be bothered with anything that's, you know, just over there, let's just say. So, yeah. And one more thing I'll say before we I take my break is there's a lot more to be tapped into right now. And so if you're feeling a little distracted or, well, out of it, sometimes you're like, oh, I'm so out of it. But, you know, we're learning to ground, but we're also learning how to really connect up. And sometimes you just kind of hang out up there for a while. And so, like, having that be okay, and because we're learning how to be up there too. So up there, down here, nice transition back and forth. That's a lot of where the clarity comes from, you know, and not pissing yourself off by saying crappy things to yourself in your head. It's kind of what it comes down to. And so that's what I'll talk about in the second half is, you know, we all do it, you know, that's the one side. We all do it, some more than others, but what do we do when we're not feeling so good and we can't find clarity and, you know, the shit hits the fan and you feel bad and where do I get out? Where's the exit? So I'm going to talk about that, but I will set it up with this song that I found just like that. It talking about making peace with the past. This song is from 1977. It is Teddy Pendergrass. You Can't Hide From Yourself. Been saying it for over 30 years. So here we go. 3 minutes. I will see you in three. And I hope you play. Yes.
To see.
Oh, that was a good cutoff. Come on. You can't hide from yourself. You can't. So that brings me right into, you know, if you're not feeling clarity, it's probably because you're trying to hide from yourself. And there ain't no way to find no clarity. So, I mean, you know, I hope you know that there's nothing that anyone could have done that you know, warrants you hiding from yourself. You know, you're the only self you got. You all know. I feel like this is a very on-point audience. So, and it's funny, I kind of wanted to talk about some up and out there things, but I wasn't sure who was going to understand. But I was thinking about in my meditation before the show about the Native Americans and most indigenous people, how they had their village or their tribe shaman to go to for clarity. And these are shamans and medicine men and women that knew you probably all your life and also knows who's on the other side and knows what's around and knows how to work with the earth. So that's a lot of clarity that's waiting and available for tribe people. So I know we're finding this now in our community, but I think it has to be about all of us being able to do that on our own, like with ourself. So I encourage you to, if you're looking for clarity, to really go on, you know, put yourself on a shamanic journey. Music, no music, long, short, doesn't matter. It's so much easier right now than it was, you know, when I was in college. I felt like I was sort of, you know, chinking away at a brick wall. But now it's about, there's so much, it's not about searching for it, it's about choosing what you're doing up there and what you're looking for. So I know you guys know what I'm talking about. So yeah, so having that bird's eye view, seeing what needs to be seen so we can put ourselves together and so we can really know who we are, past life and this life, and understand our through lines, you know, different, are we being a victim? are we victimizing? Are we needy? Are we greedy? Are we pessimistic? Are we, you know, not listening to our body and in a lot of physical pain and therefore, you know, just sad all the time? So those are the things that all of us, you know, can do better with. I think we're already doing a really great job, but we can all do better, right? And I think it's because of all this new energy. I keep saying it because it's like, that's all it's like swirling around me. So, yeah. So anyway, so what do you do if you're feeling one of these things? Well, deciding what you want to think about it. You know, give yourself a minute to bitch and moan, but don't make it too long so you don't start manifesting any kind of bullshit. And then, okay, that's all the crap and the worst case scenario. Automatically should be, what's the best case scenario? Like, what would I want to happen? And also, if it's something with the body, I keep bringing it up because I know a lot of people are going through this, and I just finished this body business, you know, with having a knee that wasn't really working right. And now it's been months and it's great. And I realize it has to be about talking to the body. Are you freaking out? If something hurts, you're like, oh my God, this hurts. Why does this hurt? I'm getting old. I can't do this. And then, you know, you're falling down the ladder. So instead, to always go, hi body, okay. So that was a little twinge. You can look up your Louise L. Hay book, Heal Your Body. What does the knee have to do with? Oh, stubbornness and ego and flexibility and also part of my leg that's holding me up. So what is going on with that? You know, teeth problems are like, you know, worry about money. So you're like, do I need to relax on the money train? You know, and you can heal yourself. That's the thing. Like, we know how to heal ourselves. We just forgot, and we're told not to believe in being able to. So discovering that, like how to really work with yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Kia says, yes, we must keep constant good communication with the body. Yes. And see, when you're having a good communication with the body, all communication gets better. I mean, that's also why it's worth it to do all of this. You fix one thing, and that fixedness seeps into everything else. So everything else is like that much easier. And that's what's so cool and exciting right now. So, or ask for a revelation for why it is bothering in a dream or vision. Thank you. In a dream or vision, or envision that it does work. Right. The dreaming, I mean, if you're not tapping into the dreaming, try it out. And I did this in college, and then I did it again just like a month ago, where all you do is put a paper and pencil next to your bed and you go, I am going to write my dreams. Hello, dreams. I am interested in writing you down and remembering you. So please be memorable. Show me something. And then in a couple days, you got something to write and then something more. And then you got full stories. So like, it's just coming right now. And it can tell you a lot about, I mean, one dream that I had made me think about a whole partnership that I had, a big chunk of my life that I thought I was cool with. I was cool with it, but there was more to be put together so it could be complete and laid to rest. And, you know, the gems could come back to me, you know, like the whole thing is done. So that came from a dream, and it started me thinking and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then at the end of the day, you have major clarity on, like, you know, a big story in your life. So it's also kind of exciting. You know, I think that's the main vein that I'm wanting to say here is that it should be really fun. It should be fun to traverse your own adventure and choose what you see. And believe me, no matter how dramatic it was, or even traumatizing it was, you know, those movies do very well in the box office because they're exciting. So we're like, wow, man, I really went through that. Maybe you cry a little bit, just like you would with watching a movie. And then, but the triumph and the release afterwards, like, you know, leaps and bounds. So traversing your own movie line. It's funny, a few years ago when I still wanted to make movies and stuff, I was looking to start a company with my friend called something like Movies Are You. And we were going to do a scene with someone, and the main character is you, and you get to act it out, and you can tell you're all your friends. Maybe your friends want to be in it. Maybe we cast some extras, but here you are. Here's your 5 minutes of movie starring you. That's what it was called. You know, you could play your Al Capone. You could play, you know, your fried green tomatoes. Pick a scene. We film it, and you have it forever, right? Isn't that a great thing? But anyway, it's a good thing it didn't take off because I wouldn't be here talking to you. So, yeah, but I think, you know, that concept came to me because that's what it's really about, you know, in the spirit therapy realm, is enjoying your own story, no matter what that story is. Sometimes people like to learn really dramatically. Like, some people are really dramatic, and some people won't move until the building is on fire. So maybe you're one of those people, and there ain't nothing wrong with that. You know, you need a clear signal. You were like, listen, I'm going to just go along with my life, okay? But then when something has to change, I want it to be very, very apparent. And, you know, no second guessing. I'm doing this, okay. Like, that's not one of the things I want to deal with in, like, constantly making big decisions. Just show me. Well, so then when the building's on fire, you're like, oh, my God. But, you know, they're like, I thought you said big. You said big. You didn't say how. Can't control how. So, you know, we're very exciting creatures. We really are. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you've lived in your mother's basement and you're, you know, 45 years old and all you do is play video games. What's going on in your head? That's a movie. That's a movie. Yeah. So, all right, in the last 5 minutes, well, we're in Cancer right now, and the moon is in Gemini, and about to also be in Cancer. So, hence all this talk about stuff coming up and, you know, looking for the clarity through it. So, you know, feel it. Enjoy your own story and, you know, see what direction you are pushing yourself in and your higher self is pushing yourself into. Like, where's the widest door right now? That's probably almost definitely the way you should be going. The one that's the easiest and the most fun and the most wide open in your face. And there you go. And if it's not, you will know soon enough in seconds, metaphysically. Seconds. So Daughters of Isis pick of the week. I'm going to go with the Bodhi stone. Because here we are, all of us bodhisattvas running around, call yourself what you like, but initiates. And it's good to have a Bodhi stone in your pocket. It's like just a good stone of protection. And she makes a flower essence, a la Bodhi stone, and used it today. Makes you feel really, you know, like the compass is balanced. The level is balanced. The water's in there. We can move, but we know where the balance is. So, especially if you're doing a lot of this kind of work, Bodhi stone is a really nice vibration. And maybe you even get yourself a Bodhi stone of its own. And maybe you start working with some rocks. I mean, I've been hearing that for years now. You should, crystals and blah, blah, blah. And I have them, and I'm working with them, but now they're becoming, I get it, like I get why we work with stones, because that grounding with the earth is very important, especially if we're soaring into the heavens at the same time while staying with the body to some extent all the time. Yeah. All right, so I think that's it. Enjoy yourself and learn to love everything that you are and enjoy your story and know how awesome you are. You know, you don't have to tell anybody, but when you find out, you know, what you've been through and who you've been in past lives, you know, a lot of confidence comes from that. And so you keep that. You keep that close to your heart. So you always know who you are. And that's what we're building right now. So enjoy your clarity. Enjoy your non-clarity, because soon the sun clouds will come through. I'll leave you with this quote, if it opens in time. Bada boom, bada bing. Come on, quote. Here we go. Our clarity of mind can be like the sunshine that seeps through the clouds on a cloudy day, thin and sparse, but that shines so bright when in clear skies. Awareness of this helps self-doubt arisen from the uncontrollable weather and not from the wrong path. Think about that one. You're never on the wrong path. It's just a little clearer or not so clear, and boom, there you go. All right, love yourself so you can love the world. Have a wonderful week. Feel good about yourself. And good night.